On behalf of all the residents interred here, welcome to Woodland Cemetery in Cleveland's central neighborhood. Established in 1851, the cemetery is an historic, artistic, and cultural gem gracing over 60 acres, containing a wealth of stories of the lives of over 87,000 residents, many of whom helped shape Cleveland's history. Ethnic affiliation in Woodland is diverse: Bohemian, German, Greek, Hungarian, African American, Irish, Polish, Romanian, Russian, Scottish, Swedish, and Welsh make up the majority of Woodland's ethnic cornucopia. Its religious affiliation is non-denominational. There's more life in Woodland than meets the eye. The cemetery is named primarily for the dense stand of urban forest that once stood here, and it contains a bounty of tree species, once estimated at over 1,500, and a myriad of birds, once estimated at approximately 100 species. In its heyday, the cemetery was so ornately landscaped that courting couples often strolled the many brick paths that once sliced through the property. Woodland Cemetery differs from other cemeteries, as its 60 level acres, as viewed from an aerial photo or from the ground, provide a primer on American cemetery design. From the rural cemetery intricacies of the 1850s, through a more rambling style of the late 19th century, to the rectangular 20th century grid. Its mausoleums are in classical, Victorian, Egyptian, and Richardson rustic architectural designs. These varied structures, along with angels, obelisks, and military memorials, have caused Woodland to be favorably recognized in Silent Cities, the evolution of the American cemetery, as possessing a profusion of well-designed monuments. In addition to being a Cleveland landmark since 1986, Woodland Cemetery has the rare distinction of being listed on the National Register of Historic Places. In 1850, Cleveland City Council desired to develop a new, larger cemetery for the growing city, one to supersede Erie Street Cemetery. So, by August 1851, City Council agreed to purchase 62 of 100 acres of the Bomford Tract, owned by Washington, D.C. resident Benjamin Butler, whose local agent was attorney Samuel Starkweather. The land was surveyed, and its surplus timber sold to provide funds for improvements. In October 1852, the Committee on Public Grounds hired Howard Daniels, a well-known landscape gardener whose work from the Cincinnati area was widely admired. He laid out one-third of the 60 acres. 1 week before the new cemetery's June 14, 1853 dedication, City Council selected the name Woodland, which, in addition to what was mentioned earlier, represented not only the trees, but also a romantic description of an unseen Cleveland, part of a popular 1803 pastoral poem, Pleasures of Hope, by Scottish poet Thomas Campbell. Shortly after the dedication, Woodland's several hundred lots, priced from $8 to $400, were publicly offered at auction. The first burial occurred on June 23, 1853, for the Langshaw family's 15-month-old child. Woodland, beyond Cleveland's eastern border until 1867, was always a part of the city. On May 27, 1859, the Cleveland Leader newspaper noted that Mayflower School's pupils were to have a picnic that day at the Woodland Cemetery Grove. Veterans' graves from all branches of the nation's services since the War of 1812 have been identified and are now appropriately decorated each Memorial Day. The Civil War had the greatest effect on the cemetery, with many soldiers receiving government-issued headstones and three distinct monuments being erected for the 23rd Ohio Volunteer Infantry, 1872, and the Grand Army of the Republic, 1909. Because Woodland was Cleveland's main cemetery for over 50 years of the city's most dynamic years, it is a repository for many artifacts useful to understanding the community. Not only are two Ohio governors and one lieutenant governor laid to rest here, but so is the German farmer Brattenhall, the namesake of a distinguished East Side suburb. Other noteworthy residents include the co-founders of Gates Mills, another East Side suburb, Lucy and Halsey Gates; John P. Green, who initiated Labor Day in Ohio; J. Milton Dyer, designer of Cleveland's City Hall; Alfred E. Arthur, founder of the Cleveland School of Music; Joseph W. Briggs, initiator of the free home delivery of mail service, and the list continues. As the pride of the city's public cemeteries, Woodland was adorned with Joseph Ireland's Gothic-style stone gateway in 1870, a chapel and receiving vault in 1880, and two ornamental fountains in 1887. By the early 20th century, Woodland had lost public favor. In the early 21st century, the chapel, receiving vaults, and ornamental fountains were long gone. The distinguished gatehouse at the Woodland Avenue entrance was dismantled in 1995, with its stones being saved for future restoration. Enjoy your visit through Woodland Cemetery. Please do your part in showing appreciation for this historic Cleveland icon and the surrounding environment. Please do not litter, and please respect the peaceful oasis within the city that it truly is. Woodland Cemetery represents a proud past and is a cornerstone for future neighborhood revitalization as it draws visitors from the region and beyond. For detailed information about Woodland Cemetery or how you can help be a part of future restoration efforts, write to Woodland Cemetery Foundation, Box 1966, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. You can also call 216-319-2091 or send an email to woodlandfoundation@ameritech.net. Thank you for your interest in Woodland Cemetery.